This is KCUR 89.3. Ahmad Wainwright has already had some big moments with the Kansas State men's basketball team, which defeated Kentucky 61-58 last night in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. As Greg Eklund reports for KCUR 89.3, Wainwright grew up on a Kansas City court that is slated for an upgrade.
Ahmad Wainwright's team may have lost in the Big 12 tournament semifinals to the Kansas Jayhawks, but it was his chance to shine. The 6'2" guard played a season-high 35 minutes with 9 points and 5 rebounds. His older brother, former Baylor forward Ishmael Wainwright, was there.
Just him having a great game, that just brought a lot of joy to a lot of smiles to a lot of faces. A lot of people texting me, tweeting me, Instagram, everything, Facebook. Everything. People are excited.
Not too far away from Sprint Center is this court at Oak Park at 43rd and Agnes in Kansas City. It's better known as Pat Clark Park, named after the founder of Hoops at Night. Not to be confused with the mayor's Night Hoops, Clark says.
The difference is that I deal with the streets. You know, most of the guys that play down here come from the streets. Some are still in high school and some of them are not in school at all, but, you know, I treat them all like they're mine because they are. You know, I'm the daddy down here.
Pat Clark's work got the attention of the Kansas City Sports Commission and the Big 12 Conference. They announced a couple weeks ago that the Big 12 would be donating money to resurface the court and fix up another court up the hill at Oak Park, which is a city park. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby.
For us to have a chance to even be a very small part of the lives that he's changing in this community is an honor for us.
The Wainwrights are Clark's nephews, and Clark remembers when Ahmad was around the courts.
Ahmad's the kind of kid, man, if you tick him off, he'll dunk on anybody and everybody.
Between Sunday night's victory over UMBC and K-State's turnaround travel to Atlanta for the Sweet 16, Ahmad Wainwright wasn't available for an interview, but Ishmael Wainwright remembers growing up near 27th and Brooklyn and playing at courts around the city, courts in neighborhoods that weren't always safe.
It probably happened once or twice in my lifetime that we heard gunshots and we had to run, especially when we were playing basketball. We had to drop everything and run.
Ishmael didn't spend as much time at Oak Park as Ahmad, but he says when he did, there were good times.
At the park, I mean, we have barbecues there. You know, families, friends, and, you know, growing up, you could drive there. So we would just go to the park and just play 3-on-3.
This week, on the first day of spring, Pat Clark started talking about how the courts would be busy later in the afternoon.
You'll see at least, I get, you hear that? That's a shootout. That's a rolling gun battle. That's a shootout. That's what I try to keep these kids away from.
They came from around 5 blocks away, where the driver of an SUV had been shot. The sporadic violence isn't stopping Clark or the Wainwright brothers. In fact, Ishmael, who's hoping to be chosen in the NFL draft this year, says he and Ahmad have a vision for Oak Park as a place to host a football and basketball camp for kids.
Wainwright camp, or whatever he wants to call it, and I think it's going to be pretty big.
And the further K-State goes in the NCAA tournament, the bigger the Wainwright name becomes. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.